I now can sing since I've been redeemed.
I'm on the everlasting, everlasting rock.
I faith in Christ, my Redeemer King.
I'm on the everlasting, everlasting rock.
This is the Voice of Hope.
We bless thy name, O Lord.
Amen. Thank you, choir, for that wonderful declaration of truth. And thank you, my friend, for joining me today for the Voice of Hope. I'm J. Mark Horst, your friend and Bible teacher. This program, The Voice of Hope, is produced by Heralds of Hope. We're an international gospel ministry using media to make disciples of Jesus Christ to accomplish the Great Commission in our lifetime. Now, I know you might think that's an audacious goal, but really, let's think about it. This generation has access to technology and resources like no previous generation. And we believe God allowed mankind to develop these resources and technology at this specific time in human history so the task of world evangelism can be finished. While we're not exactly sure what all Jesus meant in Matthew 24:14, he did say that the gospel would be proclaimed to all peoples before the end of human history. Now, if you're a regular listener, today's program will be a bit different than usual as we focus on the ascension of our Lord Jesus. In less than a week, we will commemorate Ascension Day, the day our Lord completed his earthly mission and return to the presence of his heavenly Father. Why is the ascension of Jesus important? And why is it not more widely acknowledged in the church today? I urge you to stay tuned as we use scripture and song to show the value and the benefits of this pivotal event in our salvation history. In John chapter 16, just prior to his crucifixion, Jesus said to his disciples, "But now I go away to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. of sin because they do not believe in me, of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more, of judgment because the ruler of this world is judged.
Crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon his throne. Hark how the heavenly anthem drowns all music but its own. Awake, my soul, and sing of him who died for thee, and hail him as thy matchless king through all eternity. Crown him the Lord of love, behold his hands and side, rich wounds yet visible above, in beauty glorified. No angel in the sky can fully bear that sight, but downward bends his burning eye at mystery so bright. Crown him the Lord of years, the potentate of time, creator of the rolling spheres, ineffably sublime. All hail, Redeemer, hail, for thou hast died for me. Thy praise shall never, never fail throughout eternity.
And being assembled together with them, Jesus commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which, he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Now when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, who was taken from you into heaven, will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven.
Rise, glorious conqueror, rise into thy name, disguise, assume thy rise, and wear in manifold the clouds our backward road pass through the
As we think about the impact of Jesus' ascension to the Father, Listen to these words from Hebrews chapter 8. Now this is the main point of the things we are saying. We have such a high priest who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord erected, and not man. For every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices. Therefore, it is necessary that this one also have something to offer. For if he were on earth, he would not be a priest, since there are priests who offer the gifts according to the law, who serve the copy and the shadow of the heavenly things, as Moses was divinely instructed when he was about to make the tabernacle. For he said, "See that you make all things according to the pattern shown you on the mountain." But now, he, that's Jesus, has obtained a more excellent ministry, inasmuch as he is also the mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing on the promises of God.
In Ephesians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul sheds some additional light on a significant result of Jesus' ascension. He writes, "But to each one of us grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men." Now this, he ascended, what does it mean, but that he also first descended into the lower parts, that is, the earth? He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. But, speaking the truth in love, we may grow up in all things into him who is the head, even Christ.
The church is one foundation, is Jesus Christ her Lord. She is his new creation by water and the word. From him he came and sought her to be his holy bride. With his own blood he bought her, and for her life he died.
Elect from every nation, yet one for all the earth, a charter of salvation, one Lord, one faith, one birth. One holy name she blesses, partakes one holy food, and to
toil and tribulation and tumult of her war, she waits the consummation of peace forevermore, till with a vision.
Before Jesus ascended to his Father, he left his disciples and you and me with a mission. It's the mission of the church today, and it's spelled out for us in Matthew chapter 28 and verses 18 to 20. Here are the words of Jesus. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. How well are you and I fulfilling this mission?
There is peace and contentment. Lots of food on his table, and no one is turned away. There is singing and laughter as the hours pass by, but a hush comes the singing as the Father's hand he cries. My house is full, but my feet empty. Who will go and work for me today? It seems my children all want to stay around my table, but no one wants to work in my field. No one wants to work in my field. Children, hear the Father sadly say, my house is full, but my field is empty. Who will go and work for me today? It seems my children all want to stay around my table, but no one wants to work in my field. No one wants to work in my field. Who will go and work in my field?
The scriptures also speak of the church as the bride of Christ. And you know, someday there's going to be a wedding. Thinking about this future wedding, Jesus told a parable in Matthew chapter 22 about a wedding it seemed that few people wanted to attend. So finally, in desperation, the king told his servants to go out and get anyone they could find to attend this wedding. And then we read these words. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all whom they found, both bad and good, and the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he saw a man there who did not have on a wedding garment. So he said to him, "Friend, how did you come in here without a wedding garment?" And the man was speechless. Then the king said to the servants, "Bind him hand and foot. Take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen."
Are you dressed for the wedding? Have you washed your robes? Are you dressed for the banquet? Are you ready to go? Are your lamps trimmed, burning with the Spirit's light? Are you ready for the wedding if the groom comes tonight? Have you heard that there's a wedding and it's coming soon, I know? The whole wide world's invited, are you ready now to go? Oh, there will be a banquet, won't you come and dine? See the King of all the ages turning water into wine. Are you dressed for the wedding? Have you washed your robes? Are you dressed for the banquet? Are you ready to go? Are your lamps trimmed and burning with the Spirit's light? Are you ready for the wedding if the groom comes tonight? When you hear that trumpet sounding on a bright and glorious day, when you hear the angels singing, you will up and fly away. There will be a celebration like none the world has known on that everlasting morning when the Lord comes for his own. Are you dressed for the wedding? Have you washed your robes? Are you dressed for the banquet? Are you ready to go? Are your lamps trimmed and burning with the Spirit's light? Are you ready for the wedding if the groom comes tonight? Are you dressed for the wedding? Have you washed your robes? Are you dressed for the banquet? Are you ready to go? Are your lamps trimmed and burning with the Spirit's light? Are you ready for the wedding if the bridegroom comes tonight?
The question of that song is of utmost importance, my friend. Has your heart been cleansed from sin by the blood of Jesus? Have you become a part of the church, the bride of Christ? Are you walking in his righteousness? If not, then you will be like the man in the parable. He was relying on his own righteousness to make him worthy, but he was cast out into outer darkness, a picture of eternal judgment. And that, my friend, is too horrible for me to imagine. You know, just like we can't imagine the beauty and the glory of heaven, we can't possibly fathom the darkness and the torment of eternal punishment. God never intended hell for human beings. It was for the devil and his demons. But God has given you and me a choice, and our choices will decide our eternal destiny. My friend, I hope you were blessed by today's program. If so, we'd like to hear from you. You can contact us by email at hope@heraldsofhope.org, or you can call us toll-free at 866-960-0292, or mail your comments to the Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. To review today's program or to listen to previous teaching, log on to our website, heraldsofhope.org, and listen when it's convenient for you. And if you want to connect with us on social media, just search for Heralds of Hope and follow us on our various social media platforms. We also invite you to help support this ministry financially by donating online at heraldsofhope.org or by calling our toll-free number 866-960 0292. Or you can mail your gift to the Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. We do depend on God's grace, accompanied by your fervent prayers and your generous financial support, to help keep the Voice of Hope on the air until Jesus comes in the air. And your gift will allow us to continue sharing biblical teaching each week with tens of thousands of people who hear our broadcasts in their native language. Again, if you'd like to know more about Heralds of Hope, just log on to our website, heraldsofhope.org, where you can learn how we use media to make disciples of Jesus Christ to fulfill the Great Commission in our lifetime. Thanks again for joining us for the Voice of Hope. And if this is the first time you've tuned in, we hope you'll become a regular listener. As we close today's program, remember to walk with Jesus.
There's a road called the Holy Highway that once was a desert land. Very soon you'll hear the sound of a holy marching band. Everlasting joy upon them, there's a remnant strong and true. We bring the song back to Zion, we bring the praise back to you. We exalt you, God Almighty, you are worthy to be praised. Let all nations bow before you, Holy Ancient of all days. There's a road called the Holy Highway, where the people dance and shout. Where the enemy is running with confusion all about. Raise your banners, sing the victory, raise them high, His word is true. We bring the song back to Zion, we bring the praise back to you. We exalt you, God Almighty, you are worthy to be praised. Let all nations bow before you, Holy Ancient of all days. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. There's a road called the Holy Highway a desert land. Very soon you'll hear the sound of